From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The sale of recreational marijuana became legal on January 1st, but the state's pot rules don't offer the complete freedom to smoke, buy, and transport cannabis anywhere you please. Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols examines some of the restrictions Californians still face.
You can't legally buy weed in California unless you're 21 or older, and unless you visit a state-licensed cannabis dispensary. After that, you're limited to smoking on private property. That's because the new law makes smoking marijuana off-limits in public places, including everywhere tobacco is prohibited. That means school and college campuses, parks, inside restaurants, bars, and any public building. Also under the law, landlords have the right to ban the use and possession of cannabis on their properties. Finally, employers in California still have the right to fire workers or not hire them for having marijuana in their system. Those policies will be up to each individual business. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
Well, the latest proposal from a California lawmaker in response to the Me Too and We Said Enough movements strikes at one of the legislature's most sacred cows, the at-will employment of its staff. In fact, Democratic Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher wants to give the legislature's more than 2,000 employees the right to unionize.
I want to allow our workers the same rights that most workers enjoy, and that's the right, if they choose, to come together, form a union, collectively bargain, and create very clear rules in a workplace.
Gonzalez-Fletcher's bill would only allow legislative staff to unionize, but not require them to do so. She says joining a union would give staff much more job security against potential retaliation than a whistleblower protection bill would. Previous efforts to unionize legislative employees have been rare and almost never advanced to even a committee hearing. But Gonzalez-Fletcher says she hopes the sexual harassment allegations at the state capitol will give it a chance of success. Find these stories and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.